Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May the 24th, 2011. Protesters held a number of events over the weekend to challenge the annual meeting of the largest Zionist lobby in the US, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, also known as AIPAC. A group called Move Over AIPAC, supported by over 100 civil society organizations, organized the largest protest to date against the powerful Zionist lobby in Washington, D.C. The protests included a mock checkpoint and wall set up at the entrance to the AIPAC conference to emphasize the imprisonment and humiliation of Palestinians by Israeli soldiers in Palestine, a singing and dancing flash mob to raise awareness of AIPAC's influence in Washington, D.C., and a die-in staged by progressive rabbis and other members of the Jewish community to oppose Israeli killings of Palestinian civilians. One protester was arrested as the presidential motorcade entered the convention center. Brian Van Slyke, a 23-year-old student from Chicago, was detained after unintentionally entering the street motorcade passed. Witnesses claim he was roughed up by police officers during the arrest. The group Move Over AIPAC also interrupted Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu's talk to the group, according to Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Netanyahu was speaking to AIPAC as part of his trip to the United States. Sources report that Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad has suffered heart problems whilst visiting the US. Fayyad was visiting the United States in order to attend his son's graduation from a U.S. college. He was taken to Seton Medical Center in Texas due to severe pains in the chest, according to a spokesperson. Fayyad allegedly suffered a heart attack whilst in hospital, where tests indicated a blockage in a coronary artery. A catheterization was performed in order to unblock the artery. Fayyad is a heavy smoker, which may have contributed to his illness. He has been Palestinian PM since 2007, although his political future is unclear in light of the recent Palestinian unity deal. The International Solidarity Committee, the international activist organization for Palestine, has called for solidarity marches around the world with the upcoming Naxa events in the Middle East. The group, which maintains a large international activist presence in the West Bank, has called on global demonstrations to Israeli embassies around the world on June the 5th, which so-called Naxa Day, to show solidarity with refugees seeking a return to their home. Naxa, meaning setback, marks the forced exodus of 300,000 Palestinians during the 1967 Six-Day War between Israel and the Arab states. While it is normally marked on Nakba Day, May the 15th, this year the group for the Third Palestinian Intifada has called on Palestinian refugees to mark the day by repeating actions taken during this year's Nakba Day when they marched to the Israeli border in Lebanon, Syria and in the Gaza Strip. The International Solidarity Committee engages in peaceful protest and civil disobedience in solidarity with Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. The group's notable members have included Rachel Corrie, the American activist crushed under an Israeli bulldozer in Gaza in 2000, and Vittorio Arrigoni, an Italian activist who was killed by Salafist elements in Gaza earlier this year. The day will be a litmus test as to what extent rumours of a third Palestinian uprising, or intifada, are based on reality on the ground. It will also shine a light on the question as to whether recent events in the region, fueled by social networking technology, have spread to Palestinians in the occupied territory, and more broadly. That's all today from the IMEMC. This was the Tuesday the 24th of May's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This report was brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.